Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode. Do you struggle on a day-to-day basis with staying happy and finding the drive to achieve your goals? As someone who has struggled for years with anxiety and depression, I understand how much of a fight it can be every day. That's where BetterHelp comes in. BetterHelp assesses your personal needs and matches you with one of their licensed professional therapists. You can start communicating within 48 hours of registration, and it's not a crisis line or self-help. It's real, professional therapy done from the comfort of your own space. BetterHelp has a network of 20,000-plus therapists that are available to clients worldwide. You can log in and send a message to your therapist at any time and get timely and thoughtful responses. And you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you'll never have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room again. Because let's be real, therapy is intimidating enough. It should be as comfortable as possible. BetterHelp is also committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's super easy to change therapists if you need to. BetterHelp is more affordable than traditional therapy, especially since financial aid is available, because BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. To get started on a path to a happier life, visit betterhelp.com/unitherapy. That's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. There's also a special offer for UniTherapy listeners. If you guys use the link betterhelp.com/unitherapy to register, you'll get 10% off your first month. Again, that's better, HELP.com/unitherapy. Start healing your mental health today. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Welcome to UniTherapy, the Happy People podcast, or in more realistic terms, the mental health podcast for young adults. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of UniTherapy. If you are new here, my name is Emily, and I am the host of this podcast, and I am here to just help you through all of your mental health ups and downs. Quick disclaimer, I am in no way a licensed professional. I am not a therapist. However, I do have all my own experience in, things like depression and anxiety and PTSD and how I kind of overcome those, and I'm now here to share that with you, so hopefully I can help at least one person. If you are not new here, thank you so much for continuing to come back and listen to these episodes and be a part of this family. It means the absolute world to me, and I love all of you so, so much. So we're just going to get into the life breakdown of the week. If you are new here, the life breakdown is when I kind of just fill you guys in on what's been happening since we last chatted, kind of what's new, what's exciting, what's maybe not so exciting, you know, ups and downs of the week, kind of everything just going on. As always, if you guys want to share your life breakdown with me, or you just want to say hey, or you need some advice, or you just need to vent and you need someone to listen to that, you can always send me a message on Instagram. Both the podcast Instagram and my personal Instagram are both linked in the description of the podcast as well as the description of the episode. And I always encourage you guys to send me messages on either of those. I will always respond. And I absolutely love getting messages from you guys. It absolutely makes my whole day when I see a message and get to talk to you guys. And I absolutely love it. So absolutely feel free to do that. Okay, getting on into the life breakdown. So just a quick reminder, if you missed last week's episode, we have a new upload day, which is now Wednesdays instead of Mondays. We used to post on Mondays, but now we post on Wednesdays because we have a new sponsor, and that's just kind of how the scheduling for that has to work. So we're now uploading on Wednesdays, which I kind of like better because I feel like it's a good little, like, you know, Wednesday is the middle of the week, so it's a good little drive to get you to Friday, I feel like. So we're uploading on Wednesdays now, which is also, I changed that on the Instagram, and everything like that. Yeah. So this past week, I had such a productive week, which has not happened in quite some time, because if you guys have been listening to the last few episodes, I was really, really struggling with my mental health, which hadn't happened in quite some time. I had been in a really good spot, and for some reason, it just kind of plummeted and got really, really bad. But this past week, I don't know what it was, but like my typical motivation and drive and just positivity all came back finally, which I've been waiting. I've been in like this like kind of funk, if you will. And I was just like not feeling anything. And so my drive and my motivation and just everything were back this last week. And so I had such a productive week and weekend, honestly. And it was all back. And so I was so excited. Like that was literally so exciting when, because I woke up on Monday and I was like, oh my gosh, like it's back. I could feel it as soon as I woke up, and that was the best feeling. And I'm sharing this because I'm updating you guys, obviously, but I really want you guys to know that if you're in that spot that I was like a week ago, a couple weeks ago, it does get better, and it might take some time. It will take some time because things like this don't just happen, but it will eventually get better, and you will eventually come out on the other side stronger. So that's just a little reminder for you guys. But yeah, so that was so great. I'm in much better mood now, and everything is just kind of feels like it's back on track, which I love. So yeah. Next thing that I want to share with you guys is that I get to go to Alabama this week for a few days to visit one of my best friends at college. I've never been to Alabama before. It's only because I live in Georgia now. It's only like a 3-hour drive from me, which is super exciting because, if you guys don't know, if you're new here, I'm originally from Colorado. And so is this, friend that I'm going to visit, but then she went to college in Alabama and then I was still in Colorado. So she was really far away when she was at college, but now I moved to Georgia and she's only a 3-hour drive. So I'm driving over there on Wednesday and I'm going to visit her and I get to meet all her friends, which I'm really excited about. Possibly maybe going to my first frat party. Not sure. She's been going to frat parties for a couple weekends now, which is funny because like she was never a party person and now she's like going, and I'm like super proud of her because she's getting out there. And I told her, I was like, okay, like if there's one going on when I'm there, you need to take me because I'm going to be there from Wednesday to Saturday, probably, maybe Sunday. I'm not sure if we're doing something for Halloween. But so I'm like, okay, the frat parties happen on like Friday nights. And so I'm like, if there's one going on, you have to take me because I've never been, because I didn't go to college. I just kind of started on my career. And yeah, so I've never been to a frat party. I've never really done anything college-ish like or anything. So I'm excited. Yeah, make some friends, meet some new people, just do some fun. We're going to go to a pumpkin patch and take cute pictures, you know, which is always fun. We love doing that. Yeah, so I'm excited. I'm excited to see Alabama. And yeah, absolutely, maybe have a wonderful time at a frat party. We're not sure. Not sure how to feel. A little nervous if we go to one, but I'm sure it's going to be great. I'm hoping. Anyway, so that's that. The last thing that I want to share with you guys, and this is something super exciting. So basically, for the past 2 weeks, we're on the third week of it now, my mom and I started this, like, it's a detox, but it's just basically switching over into like a vegan and gluten / grain free diet. And I've never liked diets. I've never liked diet culture, and like that's never been something I really like. But the way that this has me eating is more, it feels not like a diet. It feels like that, like, kind of lifestyle change. Like, I feel like you hear people talk about it all the time. It's like, it's a lifestyle change. And I'm like, that's absolute BS. But guys, no, it really is. And I swear, I actually really love the way we're eating. Especially because, like, I am lactose intolerant. I'm not even gonna lie. But I didn't care. And I kept eating dairy. And, like, I felt like shit. And, but now I'm not, and I feel so much better, and, like, it's honestly, I love it. And, yeah. And my mom makes this, spelt flour bread, because, like, we can't obviously have, like, gluten and grain. So she makes this bread that's, like, gluten and grain free, and it's so good, guys. It's so good. I'm so, like, literally that bread is what's gotten me through this, and I love it. The only thing that I miss, I swear this is it, is coffee. Cause we're not allowed to have coffee because it's like the acidity in it or whatever is like you're not allowed to have on this detox. And it was like a 30-day detox. And so we've been doing it for the whole month of October. And I think the only thing I miss is coffee because, coffee. Like, do I need to say more? I love coffee, and I haven't been, like, struggling, but, like, I miss it. And, you know, like, you walk past a coffee shop and you smell it and you're like, oh my god, it smells so good. That has been, like, extra heightened for me now because, like, I miss it so much. Sorry, I got distracted by a text on my Apple Watch, and that's why there was, like, a weird pause there. Okay, anyway, just want to say that I love that. If you guys haven't tried that, maybe do. Like, you feel a lot better, and like I don't have stomach problems constantly. Weirdly enough, when I'm not eating, like, I hate my body. Oh my god, and we found these, I don't know about you guys, but I am a huge Doritos fan. Like, Doritos are my favorite chips, and we found, it's this brand, it's called Siete. They make, like, grain-free tortilla chips, but they have, like, nacho-flavored grain-free tortilla chips, and all the ingredients are, like, healthy, and it doesn't have any of, like, the crap in it, and they taste almost exactly like Doritos, and they are incredible. Like, they taste so good. So if you are trying to eat better but are craving Doritos, get the Siete, it's Siete, grain-free tortilla chips in the nacho flavor, because they taste exactly like Doritos, but they aren't bad for you, and it's incredible. That just sounded like this is sponsored by Siete. It's not. I wish, but it's not. I'm just really in love with their chips. Okay, anyway, we're going to move on and get into the episode now, because I feel that I've ranted about the chips for long enough now. Okay, so let's get into the episode. So in today's episode, we are talking about needing permission / approval. And what I mean by this, like, I'm not talking about, like, needing permission, like, as a kid when you're asking your parents to go hang out with friends. Like, I'm talking about as adults, it always seems like, at least for me, and I'm sure for a lot of you, and I feel like this is just true for a lot of people with, you know, anxiety and things similar, we always seem to need somebody else's approval before we make decisions. And, like, for example, what I'm talking about is, like, when you're buying clothes, we always seem to ask someone else, is this cute? Do you think this is cute? And, like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm totally guilty of, I'll think something is super cute, but then if I ask someone else, like, that I'm shopping with, or if I, like, send a picture to my friend and I, like, ask them if it's cute and they say no, I won't get it. Like, I think it's cute, but they don't, so I don't get it. Stuff like that. We need someone else's approval before we buy the clothes. We need someone else to choose where to eat. And while, yes, this may just be because you're, like, indecisive, and that's because of me, but we're going to talk about kind of where that's rooting from. Or, like, needing someone else to tell us that we're doing a good job to continue pursuing something. So for me, because I have a lot of personal experience in this. And so not only am I a people pleaser, and I think that's where it comes from a lot. And I think that if you're a people pleaser, you're going to be able to relate to this. So like I was telling my best friend a couple days ago, actually, I was telling her, I was like, yes, like the career is getting kind of tough because I've been an actor for a little over a year now. And that's really not that long. And it's a hard business to get into. And it's a business full of rejection, which you have to learn to not take personally if you want to make it at all in this industry. I have been struggling with like wanting to quit and go a different way because it's just getting difficult, and it was taking a toll on my mental health. But last week I had a meeting with a producer about a role in a film, and he had told me how impressed by my audition he was and how impressed by like kind of my little callback that I had was, and he was just like thought I did really good and was really impressed. And so I was like telling my best friend about this, and as I was telling her this, I've been feeling really stuck, and like I wasn't sure about continuing to pursue, but then this dude told me that I was really good, so now I can keep pursuing this. And then after I said it, I really thought about it and thought about what had just come out of my mouth. And I was like, why did I need someone else to tell me that I'm doing a good job to continue to pursue? Because I know, when I really think about it, I know that I'm doing a good job, and I know that I'm working my hardest to pursue this career, and I know that like I'm doing a good job. I am. But that gets kind of clouded by that rejection in this industry. And so I was feeling like wanting to quit, but then I had someone else tell me that they think I'm good, so that I'm like, I can pursue. And I was thinking to myself, why wasn't me telling myself that I'm doing a good job? Why wasn't that enough? Why did it have to come from someone else? And then I started really branching out into that, and I was like, there are so many points in my life where that has been the case. And then I was like, you know, I was like, this would make a great podcast episode. And then so I started writing it out, and I'm like, I asked the question, why do we do this? So my best guess, because again, I'm not a licensed therapist, I'm not a professional, I've done no studying in this area, but my best guess of why we do this is that it stems from an anxiety-based fear of messing up or being wrong. And like, it can be in the littlest things. And I think it also, again, I said it before, I think it also mixes in with stemming from being a people pleaser. Because that's just kind of, those things tend to mix. So like, it can be the littlest things. And for me, it is. It's like when I'm in the car with a friend or someone else, or, you know, whoever, and they want me to pick the music. I hate when that happens. I get so much anxiety about it because I'm so scared that what I'm gonna choose is gonna be wrong and that they're all gonna hate it. I'm so scared when choosing a place to eat that the person that I'm going with is not gonna like that. You know, I'm scared to pursue a career without being told that I'm doing a good job because, you know, what if I get into it and I suck? Or what if I continue to pursue and nothing happens? So it's kind of just a long list of what ifs when we start thinking about this, and when we start, that fear starts picking up and we don't do something because of that fear, it's due to those what ifs. And the way that I try to think about this is then switch that what if into, well, what if the song that I play everyone really loves? What if I pick a place to eat and it's so good and it's literally the best place we've ever eaten? What if I continue to pursue this career without anyone telling me that I'm good, and just me telling myself that I'm good, and it ends up going really well? So you need to flip that what if into positive what ifs. Because yes, it could go completely south and bomb. And there's no way of knowing if that'll be the case. But there's also no way of knowing if it'll be an incredible, you know, experience, an opportunity. It'll be an incredible success. You never know, because it's a 50-50 for either outcome, truthfully. But I think because of that anxiety-based fear and because of that people-pleaser mentality, a lot of people tend to only think about those negative what-ifs instead of the positive what-ifs. And then we stop ourselves from doing something unless we have somebody else's approval or somebody else's permission. And that's a very, I think, again, because of that people-pleaser mentality, that's a very conditioned habit that I think we get ourselves into. And so, you know, we need to ask ourselves, well, how do we uncondition ourselves from this habit? And it's breaking a habit, which is an incredibly hard thing to do, because habits are little pains in the asses. But again, it is possible. So I think, first of all, the biggest thing is going to be switching that what-if mentality into positive what-ifs. Like recognizing those negative what-ifs and be like, okay, yeah, something bad could happen. It could be a negative outcome. However, what if it's a positive outcome? So I think that's really the first step into not needing anyone else's permission. Recognize those negatives, but also recognize the positives. And because if you recognize those positives, then you're going to be more encouraged to go in that direction without needing approval for anyone else. From anyone else, not for anyone else. The next thing that I kind of came up with is try telling yourself that you are proud of yourself. Like, even if it's over the littlest accomplishments. In reality, no accomplishment is too small, because it's an accomplished. Everyone's accomplishments are different and unique to themselves. So everyone's accomplishments are going to be different. So therefore, no accomplishment is too small. If it's an accomplishment to you, celebrate that and tell yourself that you are proud of yourself, because you should be. Like, you absolutely should be. You don't need anyone else to tell you that they are proud of you. Because you should be proud of yourself. You should be, that should be the most important person that you're worried about making proud. It should be yourself. Make yourself proud before you make anyone else proud, because you are the most important person for your story. Because it's your story. You're the main character, you know? So make yourself proud before you make anyone else proud. Focus on making yourself proud. So that's the first thing you can do. Just tell yourself that you're proud of yourself over any accomplishment that you have, day to day, whatever. The next thing that I came up with is buy some clothes, a piece of clothing. You know, whenever the next time you go shopping, don't ask anyone else if they think that it looks good. If you think it looks good, get it. Don't seek anyone else's approval. Don't seek anyone else's permission to get it because they think it looks good, or, oh, it doesn't look good, I don't think you should get it. If you like it, get it. Because literally, who cares if anyone else likes it? It's your body that you are clothing. You need to like it. That is the most important person that needs to like it. Like, get it if you like it. Don't think about what anyone else is gonna think of it. If it doesn't necessarily fit into the style right now, who cares about the style? It's everyone's style should be different. Like, we shouldn't all dress like each other. That's boring. Dress how you want to dress and be different and be unique and be bold and loud with your clothing. And if you think that your clothes are cute, if you like them, if you think they look good, get them and don't seek anyone else's approval for the clothes. And it can literally be the tiniest thing to start with. It can be a bracelet. It could be a t-shirt. It could be a pair of socks. Like, if you like them, buy them and start small and just kind of get that momentum rolling. The next thing, and this is kind of my favorite one, and this is a little homework that I'm going to give you guys. And this, I did not think of this myself. I'm going to be completely honest. I saw this on TikTok. And I think it was like a psychology professor or some sort of professor in college gave this girl the homework to go on a date with herself. And I thought of that last night when I was planning this episode, and I think it's the perfect kind of tie-in to this point that I'm trying to make. And it doesn't directly correlate, no. But going on a date with yourself, just by yourself. Go out, go to dinner by yourself. Maybe go on a little picnic. Go, if you have the beach, like, go to the store, get some fresh fruit and some snacks that you like, and maybe have go like a little beach picnic, you know, or whatever you want to do for your little self date. Take yourself out on a date, and it should be what things that you like to do, and it should be relaxing, and it should be fun, and it should absolutely make you just beam with positivity, because it's a date, but it's with yourself, and who can please yourself better than you? No one knows you better than you do. And again, I said this doesn't directly correlate. However, it can help because it's a confidence booster, because going out and doing things by yourself in public is a confidence booster. Because my biggest thing, and I've been trying to work on this too, is doing things that really like trigger my anxiety. Like safe things, obviously, but things that scare me, like going out into public by myself. I've been trying to do something small like that almost every day if I can, because if it scares me like that, but I keep doing it and I keep getting more comfortable in it, then I'm going to start building that confidence and it's not going to scare me as much anymore. So if you can take yourself out on that date and do little things that scare you, your confidence is going to start to build. And then that's going to tie into not needing anyone else's approval, because once that confidence is built, you feel confident enough in yourself and in your own decisions that you don't need anyone else's approval, that you don't need anyone else's permission to do anything or pursue anything. And so that ties in. So if you can do little safe things that maybe create some anxiety, scare you a little bit, it can eventually help calm it, make you more confident, and just feel a lot better in your decisions and in yourself. And then you won't need permission and approval, because you are good enough. Your decisions are good enough. The path that you're going down is freaking great, and you don't need anyone else to tell you that it's great. You don't need anyone else to tell you that you're doing a good job, because you are doing a good job. You're doing a great job. You're absolutely killing it. And you should be able to tell yourself that. You don't need anyone else to tell yourself that, because you should be proud of yourself. Like, that's, you're the only person whose approval matters. You don't need anyone else's approval, because who cares about anyone else's opinions? It doesn't matter. Half the people's opinions that you're scared of, you're literally never gonna know them. You're gonna pass by them on the street, and then, oh my gosh, my voice. You're gonna pass by them on the street, and you're never going to see them again. You're never gonna know them. You're never even gonna hear their opinions out loud about you. You're just gonna make eye contact with them, maybe, and that'll be it. So who cares about the opinions? Because half the time, people are too worried about other people judging them. They're not thinking about anyone else. Humans are very self-obsessed creatures, and half the time we're not thinking about anyone else. We're only thinking about, oh my god, do other people like my outfit? Do they think it's stupid that I'm doing this? Blah, blah, blah. So just absolutely trust yourself, trust your intuition, trust your decision making, and be proud of yourself. Because that's all that matters in the end, because the only person that you truthfully have in the end is yourself. And I know that's super cheesy, but it's also very true. So just be yourself, love yourself, be proud of yourself, and you're going to be absolutely fine. You're going to be more than fine. You're going to be great, because you should be proud of yourself. And I know it's nice to have somebody tell you that they're proud of you. So on that note, if you haven't heard it yet today, I am so proud of you and I love you so much, and you matter so, so, so much. The world literally would not be the same if you were not here. You're a vital part to the story, to someone's story, to multiple people's stories. You're vital to this world. So keep going. Be proud of yourself, all the accomplishments that you make, no matter how small, because no accomplishment is too small. You are killing it. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you. And I hope you have an absolutely wonderful day, wonderful week, wonderful weekend, whenever you're listening to this. I love you so, 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 so much. And I will talk to you in the next episode.